Now, the rest of the story. By 1883, the Wild West had not yet been tamed, you know. That was the year a drifter named Jack Dorsey first showed his face in San Bernardino County. The California map was dotted with mining towns back then, and it was to one such called Bismarck that young Jack first came, looking for some grub and a place to spend the night. He approached the town postmaster, Jim Stacy. Jim was pleased to accommodate the road-worn traveler. As it turned out, postmaster Jim Stacy and drifter Jack Dorsey kind of got to liking each other. Jim had no trouble convincing Jack that he should stay on for a while. And you could have practically set your watch by those two. Mornings at 9, they'd set out on foot for the nearby town of Calico, and afternoons, they returned at 5:30. It was part of Jim's job as postmaster, running the mail back and forth between Bismarck and Calico. And it was Jack Dorsey's idea to begin accompanying Jim. Now, I know this sounds a little dull, maybe, compared to the thrilling stories of Wild West mail delivery by stagecoach and by Pony Express. Why, if Jim Stacy had ever come back with an arrow through his hat, the townsfolk would have known that it was a joke. Calico was only about 3 miles from Bismarck's, not a bad stroll, and Jim and Jack had to spend much of the day in Calico waiting around for the afternoon batch. So they made plenty of friends there. A drifter all his young life, Jack Dorsey had never really known the responsibility of a job until seeing firsthand how seriously Jim Stacy fulfilled his daily commitments as postmaster. And perhaps because Jack did look up to Jim, that sense of responsibility sort of rubbed off on him. So that brings us to the day Jim Stacy took sick. Of course, Jack backpacked the mail over to Calico for him and brought the return mail back with him that afternoon, but it was a long and it was a lonely walk without Jim. There's really not a whole lot more to this story, which is mainly of how a Western postmaster and a young drifter became lifelong partners. You see, Postmaster Jim eventually quit running the mail back and forth between Bismarck and Calico. That job he turned over to Jack. And Jack Dorsey, I might add, became something of a celebrity. He got mentioned in the papers and all that sort of thing. And not because of anything he did that was truly dangerous or daring by Wild West standards. Simply because, as the folks then and thereabouts said it, he seen his job and done it all the rest of his life. There really ought to be a memorial somewhere in San Bernardino County, a little plaque or something that says, "We remember you, Jack." I don't know if there is or not. But I remember you, Jack. For the mail carriers, some called Jack and others called Dorsey, the postmaster's partner, who those long last years ended up carrying the mail all by himself, whom neither wind nor rain nor gloom could dissuade from his daily rounds between the frontier towns. He had come to Bismarck in the first place as a stray, a black and white mongrel dog. Postmaster, a dog? The postmaster, a dog. And now you know the rest of the story.